Welcome back to the Salarte Summer Edition of Inspiring Beauty from the Inside Out. We are so excited to be interviewing Catherine Vogler. She is a wife, a mother, an extraordinary businesswoman, a multitude of talents, and we're just so thrilled to learn more about what she's doing to empower women. So without further ado, Catherine, welcome.
Thank you so much for having me today. I'm thrilled to be here.
You're welcome. We are just interested to know, tell me about this new venture, Techard Marketing. What is Techard?
Yeah, so Techard Marketing, I essentially launched this in April of 2021, and it really was fueled out of my mindset growth from the past year. With COVID and having kids home, I have three kids. They're 6, 4, and 2 now, but I had them home during the summer and was continuing to work my full-time job. And as we kind of transitioned back into the school setting, I just had a revelation of how much we had achieved in the past 6 months or so. And it fueled me to really explore that mindset. I had just realized how much we had achieved and how much we could achieve if we really set our minds to it. And so Techard Marketing was born out of this mindset growth that I experienced personally. And it's been a space for me to explore. I have my professional life and I have my personal life, but I really needed a space for me to just find out what else is out there and flex my muscles in different ways and different areas. And Techard has been the vehicle for doing that. So I originally launched with services in digital advertising. So thinking like social advertising on Facebook and Instagram, as well as social media management and strategy. Those were two areas I felt like I could leverage from my professional experience and learnings. And it's been a whirlwind of an adventure so far. Just in the last 2 months, we've seen it grow and evolve. And I'm so excited for where it's headed.
Wow. And so the type of client that you're working with, obviously women, women in business, are they entrepreneurs or are they just any businesswoman?
A little bit of both right now. And so I'm primarily focused on working women that are looking to gain clarity in their goals and take control of their futures. This last year has uprooted everything. And so many people that I talk to just feel like things have gotten out of control and they don't know where the focus is. And so we're bringing a moment of peace to everyone, a place to catch their breath and refocus on what their goals are so that they can take control of that and their future and where they're headed.
And it is. It just feels like a blur. You know, I think the last year to so many people, and it's almost like we even have robotic responses to the whole thing. It's like, well, at least we get to be outside.
Exactly.
And at least we're, you know, and that just feels like, gosh, you know, we need to get back to our lively spirit and the people that we were before all of this and just staying courageous through it because you have to be brave.
Women have been so courageous and just incredible in their achievements in the last year. And it's inspired me and inspired so many others I know. But you touched on something that I think is so amazing as well. And it's that gratitude. At least we get to be outside now. At least we get to be with our friends and our families. And it's that gratitude for the simple things in life that has reignited in us. And we can look around the world and just see all of these wonderful things to practice our gratitude for.
Yes, for sure. So in working for a major corporation, you work for Hanes still, right?
Yes.
And what's your capacity at Hanes Brands? It's a global, everybody knows who Hanes is, and it's a huge company. So what's your role there?
I'm in product marketing. I'm a product marketing manager, excuse me. So I work primarily on the Champion brand, which has been such an amazing opportunity. I came on board about a year ago, a month before we went virtual and everybody shut down and everything. So I had about a month to meet my teammates and learn what I was doing. They've been the most incredible team as far as flexibility and patience. And those were all of the things and more that I needed during this time of having kids home, doing schoolwork, trying to learn a new job in a new capacity. So that's been just wonderful. I've been with this company for almost eight years now, and it's been a great place just to support me professionally and personally.
Right. Because I say that just the formalities and the infrastructure and the systems and just all of that, that you really, even if you're a startup, you have to have systems in place that are going to work for you. And Solarte has our systems in place. But when you look at a global company like Hanes, your eyes glaze over just a little bit because you know that they have such a tight operations and they do a great job with their marketing as well. So
thank you. We do. We focus a lot on our processes and making sure things are in place, and everyone has such a strong commitment to excellence there that it's been a pleasure to be able to learn there.
Right. That's great. All right. Well, tell me a little bit about your MBA and how has that helped you launch your new business? Are you finding other parts of your education that has been useful during this process?
Yeah. So my MBA, I came back from living in Colorado. That's where I met my husband. Came back to pursue my MBA at Kenan Flagler. And I had primarily had just small business, very entrepreneurial type experiences, which was a lot of fun, but I knew I needed to expand that knowledge base. And doing my MBA at a school like Kenan Flagler, they bring in global students. And so it just blew open the walls of my education as far as who I was interacting with and learning from and perspectives and all of those wonderful things. It was a great opportunity to learn a lot of skills in a safe environment, right? Mm-hmm. That's a lot of what schooling is about. I would say like the number one thing that I use every single day, whether it's with my current company or Techard or even in my personal life, is problem solving, mm-hmm. right? Everywhere you go, you encounter challenges, and it's all about the perspective of how you look at it. And what I've learned is that there's not necessarily a right answer. It's how do we get to the right answer?
Right.
And that's something that I just am so grateful for having learned and practiced daily. And it's continual. I continue mm-hmm. to expand on that. The other element that I'll speak about that has been so empowering is being able to empower other people. Mm-hmm. And that's where I think my passion really lies, is being able to teach other people to overcome challenges and obstacles for themselves, or being able to do work for themselves and not have to hire out everywhere. So many things we encounter in business, we have the tools and capabilities to get there. Sometimes we just need a little coaching and mentoring to be able to figure it out.
And to believe in that potential that's already there. We just need a little bit of encouragement, I think, extracting maybe some of the hidden things that we didn't even know were there.
Right? Exactly. And a lot of times the things holding us back are things that we're not even aware of. They're in our subconscious. And once you kind of address that with people and take down those elements, they realize like the world is really open to them. So that's just been so rewarding, whether it's mentoring or coaching people or working with people. And that's something that I've learned myself too. People mm-hmm. have bestowed upon me how to empower myself professionally as well.
Right. I just love being a part of women's lives also who may have seen some hardship in their life and they are just on fire building and growing. And, you know, whatever hardship it is, you know, whether it's you're a widow or you've been through a hard divorce or, you know, you're a single parent. I have a good friend in Dallas who's a single mom and she's an artist and she's just taking off. And when you know there are things that you can go do, it may take you a little longer, but hearing that you have potential and that you can be successful no matter where you are. Just start.
Just start. Take the first step and get on the path.
Yes. I mean, you've got a lot going on. So you're working for Hanes. You're building your new brand, your marketing company. You are a mom of three and a wife. I mean, I have one child and I'm running a company, but I don't have another job on the side. That makes my head spin. How are you doing this?
It makes me spin as well. Well, one of the best things my kids have taught me is how to get by on very little sleep.
Yeah.
So I say that jokingly, but I love working. I love just doing and sitting still is one of the hardest challenges for me. I practice that in just being able to sit quietly because I have all these things running in my head. It's really, for me, it's time management. Mm-hmm. And when you focus, when you have clarity on your goals and what needs to happen, it really takes the noise out of everything, right? Mm-hmm. So you see the direct path of how you get to where you want to be. And that eliminates so much of the busy work that so often we put upon ourselves. Mm-hmm. And so I really focus on eliminating that busy work and what's not working towards the end goal and that sort of thing. With my kids, they have been wonderful because they've helped me just tap into my imagination and, you know, breaking down the rational part of my brain. Sometimes that tries to take over and I have to say, no, this is fun time. We're just, you know, hanging out, we're doing whatever. You know, I am so grateful to have them in my life for all the things that they bring.
Right. And they do. I think they ground us, you know, they keep us focused on what really matters.
Exactly.
You know, as we've come out of COVID and we're able to do more activities and do more things, you know, travel more. Do you have any plans to go anywhere with the kids for summer or?
We don't have too many plans this summer. We took a trip out to Montana in March and that was our big reopening. We had been vaccinated and so we went skiing. That's one thing that my husband and I just both love. And we met while we were living in Colorado being ski bums. So that was a deeply personal and emotional trip for us. Mm-hmm. But, you know, I think we're all itching to get out and do again. We'll see. Our youngest is 2, so she's not prime airplane age. She is very busy all of the time. So whenever we kind of get to the point that we feel good about it, I know we'll be out and exploring again.
That's great. So getting back to, you know, working at Hain, what's different? What's the same? I mean, what are the things that you're transferring, you know, from your Hain's experience into your business? I mean, what are those?
Yeah, so I don't think you can work in any corporate environment for almost a decade and not be results oriented. I love that about my mindset is it's focused on getting results. Those results can be anything. I want to feel less stress in my life. I want to figure out what my goals are. You know, I want to make time to have a hobby again. It transfers to every part of our lives. So definitely being results oriented and focused on how to get to those end results is a primary piece that I feel like has transferred over from Hain's over to Techard. I guess another thing that I'm really focused on is diversity. So coming from a global company, we regularly work with people from all different countries and backgrounds and everything. And I've done so much research on diversity and how companies tend to be more profitable, more successful, have happier engagement, happier clients and consumers when they implement diversity training and mindsets. Mm-hmm. And so that is definitely something that I'm focused on as far as I grow Techard Marketing.
That's great. So, you know, Solarte tries to invest in as many women. We're still considered a startup, and then surviving COVID has been a miracle, really, at this point. I mean, we know we have great quality, and we know we have a great brand and a mission, you know, and I think that when you have that, like you said, results oriented, like I have this mission that I want to get out to the world. And so it's going to take a little longer because of COVID. Mm-hmm. It just is. But staying in that mindset of we've come this far.
And I feel like everybody deserves some sort of celebration at this point. Like we have come this far. We've made it through the last year when everything was new to everybody. And definitely it's just, let's celebrate for a minute and catch our breath and then focus back on what the goals are and how we get there.
Right. Everybody has had to pivot this year, you know, and come up with ideas they never saw coming or be innovative. And so one of the ways that we've done that is we have launched our fundraiser platform for nonprofits, which is really exciting. I never would have, even though we give to nonprofits, I was like, well, why don't we open up, you know, a platform where other nonprofits can do that. And so that really has helped us stay the course, right? When on the long days where you're like, oh my gosh, you know, how are we going to ride this wave and move this mountain? And then you come up with an idea in the middle of the night. You know, I woke up and I just said, there's got to be something that we haven't done. And that was it. So how do you help entrepreneurs make those pivotal and making sure that it's the right decision? Because not every pivot, you know, you think about a million different things. So you know, I'm kind of throwing a curveball at you, but how do you help people pivot when they're stuck? You
know? Yeah. So for me, it goes back to the mindset training, right? So I probably struggled with this for so long with myself before launching Techard. Was I had so many ideas, which one's the right one to go forward with and pursue. For me, it was really breaking down the mindset, getting clear on what I wanted, what was important to me and my values, and how was that being exercised in all of these different opportunities. And very slowly, I could kind of weed out this opportunity or that idea. And I think once you really get to your core about what your values are and how that aligns either with your mission or where you think you want to go, you start exploring. So there's this whole concept of designing your life, and it's all about just trying out new things. You don't have to commit 100% and say, hey, I'm leaving my job and I'm going to go do this and have no idea if I even like it. Mm-hmm. It's about incorporating it into your daily life and learning what you like and don't like. Mm-hmm. And then you're able to make more educated decisions about where you really want to pursue and what really makes sense to you. And then the other part of that is just taking the first step. There's such a fear of that first step and commitment, probably now more so than ever before. Commitment is such a big deal for women and younger generations, and everything's so instantaneous. So that commitment piece can be really scary. But when you implement it very slowly or in a very small way in your life, then that commitment takes the pressure off of it. And I think that's what a lot of people are so scared about, is the pressure of it all.
Right.
It's like, it feels so heavy, but it doesn't have to be. It doesn't.
No. And I think for me and my weeks that I'm just, you know, some of the weeks have been really long. You know, I've had these days where I wake up and I just think, okay, I know I have, you know, 5 things on my list to do today. And also just not, you know, having that pressure of overachieving right now. I mean, I want to overachieve because that's kind of my personality,
right?
You know, but if I get to 4 out of the 5 or 3 out of the 5, I need to be okay with that. And
definitely,
unless it's urgent, you know,
exactly.
I mean, the urgencies have to happen, but you know, just making that list and getting through it and self-care. I mean, I know that people get tired of hearing that because it sounds so cliche, but I mean, a lot of things kind of went to the wayside last year. Exercise and eating right and sleeping right. And I told one of my team members, I said, I just have to really get back to that, because without being a physically healthy person, I can do nothing for anyone, you know?
Exactly. And that is one thing I've learned from a number of women in my life, but primarily my mom. You know, she told me when we had our first kid, you have to be his number one advocate because you're the parent. Nobody else is going to advocate. That also translates to ourselves. We have to advocate for ourselves and put ourselves as a priority, because you're totally right. If we're not in the right mindset or taking care of ourselves, we can't do good for anybody else out there.
Right. And, you know, again, I think that the whole balance, you know, oh, there's balance. There's not really balance. It's just carving out. Right. I mean, come on. Like,
it's
there's some
ebb and flow, I think.
Right. I mean, I just think whoever came up with that, you know, you need more balance. It's like, balance where? Like,
right.
How do you, what scale are you using, you know, to do that? So that lends me to the next question. When you mentioned your mom, the lessons that you've learned from other women in your life, it doesn't have to be business, but life in general, like, who stands out to you? I know you mentioned your mom, which is awesome.
She would be a singular person that I would pinpoint as being an inspiration to me. And she just reads, and she's so thirsty for knowledge. And I think that's where I've kind of gained my sense of continual improvement and exploration and education. And I don't like to sit still. And I think that's because I like to learn and I like to evolve and grow and all those wonderful things. But as a whole, right now, my biggest inspiration are single working moms out there, just thinking about everything that they have accomplished and overcome in the last year, and single dads too.
Sure.
I mean, single parent families. I know how hard it was for us and our friends, and having 2 parents in the household, and even maybe a grandparent that was able to help out here and there when it was safely able to do so. What single parent families have done is just humbling.
Yes. Every day I wake up and I'm so thankful that, you know, I was married before and that was a horrible situation, but moving past that and realizing the thankfulness I have for who I have today in my life, and that the light at the end of the tunnel was there for me. And whoever's listening that is a single parent, doesn't mean you have to go get married again or that you have to have that. But when you do find somebody that you feel that has your best at heart and you're compatible with, it's so great to see that come together and work well. So tell me more about the people in your life, whether it's at work, or is there anybody at Hanes that you really look up to?
Yeah, I have a couple mentors at Hanes that I've learned a lot from, and both formal and informal mentors. I really have been looking completely around me, honestly. Mm-hmm. And it's some people that I know personally, some people I've never actually met. I've just been scrolling their information and bios and the content that they post out there and free downloads. Like, it's incredible the amount that I've learned from these people that don't even know I exist. So that's been a new and exciting avenue for learning and taking on an informal mentorship. I have to probably mention my husband as well. Mm-hmm. I mean, he has been my number one advocate and support this last year. And we've learned how to work together even more so than we ever knew we needed to know.
Right.
He's a funeral director, so they did not skip a beat with COVID. They went in every single day, had no idea what they were up against. We didn't know anything about COVID with people living and breathing. And so those that have been deceased, we knew even less, but his courage and commitment was really quite humbling as well.
Right. And I think I was going to ask you about that too. And of course, Vogler Funeral Hymns, that has to also, being in that business, make you kind of see that every day is a gift, mm-hmm. right? Like, how does that not resonate every single, although how is it also hard not to just detach from? I don't know. I mean, I guess it's an ebb and a flow there too, right?
So it's some days we talk about it and some days we just don't. And, you know, it's a job and that's where he went and did and comes home at night and we do all of that. But yes, there are certain instances where it really just makes you pause and be very grateful for what we have and that everyone's happy and healthy and home at the end of the day. The service that they provide is something you don't realize you need until you need it. Mm-hmm. And you're so grateful just to have people that can navigate those waters for you at such an emotional time. And that probably serves him well at home as well, when I have a lot of emotions being female. And
yes.
I just embrace it. And he does as well. So I'm grateful for that.
That's good. And I think emotions are helpful on so many levels. I mean, they always say, you know, keep your poker face in business and be this. And I'm just like, I don't know how to really, if there's a poker, if I'm upset, I mean, I'm not going to be yelling at anybody, but right. I mean, I can't hide kind of what's going on. And that's part of the authentic brand messaging that we are. It's like, where you are today, if you're not feeling well, what can you do to change that? If you're not in a healthy relationship, mm-hmm. what can you do to change that? If you're not in the right job, yes, we need to make a living. We need to pay our bills. We have obligations. So you can't just transition overnight. But I love that you're a coach who will help women see that, okay, you may not like what you're doing today. Let's look through this. What are your talents? What are your skills? Let's go for it. Yeah. You know, it may take 6 months, you know, to do that, or a year. And then just relationally, I think it's so powerful to have people in your life like you do and I do, our husbands, who can just read us. You know, I mean, Drew comes in sometimes and he's like, all right, what do you want for dinner? You know, he can just tell that it has been a day, right?
Exactly.
And I'm like, I don't know, you choose. I don't even want to make another decision today.
Exactly.
Like, I'm done making decisions. You know, it's good to have those people that have your back. They know your ups and your downs and they love you no matter what.
Exactly.
So it's all good.
I want to touch on something you mentioned a moment ago and having emotions at work, because I definitely came out of my MBA and went into corporate thinking I need to have a professional manner and not show my emotions. And what I've learned over the last 7-8 years is that it's okay to be emotional, because when you're emotional about something, it means you're invested in it and you care. And that is not a bad thing.
Yes.
What I've coached myself on is making sure that I express those emotions in a respectful manner.
Right.
And, you know, I think that's what a lot of people talk about when trying to calm the emotions at work. just not letting it get the best of you. Mm-hmm. And something I've been trying to practice over the last 6 months is when I do have an interaction that really irks me, it really gets under my skin, is just recognizing what are those behaviors that really irked me and how do I make sure I don't put that out to other people? Mm-hmm. You know, because everything you put into the universe, it's like the law of attraction, mm-hmm. right? It's going to have a reaction and it's going to come back to you. So I've really focused strongly on making sure I say good morning in emails. Mm-hmm. That's the number one way I communicate with my team members. So making sure I just greet their day and say, hey, it's a new day. We're doing this and we can have a positive, happy experience. And it's made a big difference. It really has for me personally. I don't know about the people I reach out to, but it mm-hmm. definitely has for me because it sets my mindset on the right path too.
Right. And I agree with that. I mean, I've been doing that a lot more lately, just being less, I'm intentional and I am deliberate, but I'm also like, okay, the people soft skills mm-hmm. that are so critical. I don't care how much talent you have, how much intellect you have, where you went to school or who your daddy is. Mm-hmm. If you don't have soft skills, you may make it to a certain point, but people don't want to be around the egomaniacs
exactly.
of the world.
Exactly.
Right. So I love that. So tell me, what do you feel right now would be one of the greatest lessons that we can pass on to our children? Because I'm always thinking about Andrew and fighting hard for what we believe in. And when I say fighting, I mean, not always striving, but just, I know what I'm here for.
Right.
You know I have purpose and I'm going to see this come to fruition. So what lessons do you have?
I think that touches on a great point. It's just finding the passion and the purpose and understanding that you might identify it one time. It might be 8, 9, 10 more times throughout your lifetime that you identify that. And that's okay. It's meant to be that way. Life is a journey. It's not a destination.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely just helping them understand that life does change. And with that, you change and you grow. And so it's ever evolving. I want to make sure that I encourage my kids to understand like anything is possible. Mm-hmm. I think we say that sometimes and then we're like, but with limitations over here, if they can dream it, it really is possible. It's something I've kind of rediscovered over last year. And I hold very strongly onto Henry Ford for this lesson, mm-hmm. right? Like how many times did he fail in his endeavors and go bankrupt before he developed the car that he dreamed of?
That's right.
And it is possible. If you dream it, it is possible.
Yeah.
I don't want them to ever lose sight of that.
Mm-hmm.
As kids, we have such an imagination and creativity, and it's almost, I think for me, it was coming out of college and I kind of started losing that spark
mm-hmm.
and that belief that anything I want to do, I can do.
Right.
And it's been reignited. And Techard Marketing is a great example of that reignition of belief in myself
yes.
and everything.
And fanning those flames. I laugh because I think back to my early days as a child and the things that I wore, like I was an entrepreneur from the time I was in kindergarten. You know, I wore a one-piece suit and a little stretchy belt and I had a scarf and I had a briefcase, not a backpack, that had a Minnie Mouse on it, right? It was my briefcase. And I think back to that and I'm like, you know, I knew it then. I knew
right.
that that's what I wanted to do, but for whatever reason, I allowed other people, early adulthood, kind of dictate to me. And it's lovely being a wife and a mom, but this is all you're going to be is
right.
a wife and a mother. And I'm like, no, I think I'm destined not just for me, but for the greater good of other women. You know, I think my mom tells me this story and I kind of vaguely remember this, but I launched an entrepreneurial club in our neighborhood and I went around asking for money, right? Like asking
yeah,
the neighbors for money
right.
for my club. And I got home and my mom said, where did you get all this money? And I said, I knocked on every door and I asked for help for my club. And she's like, Angela, you can't do that, you know? And I thought, why not?
That's what cold calls are every day, right?
Right, right. And so anyway, I ended up having to give it all back.
Oh.
But it's okay, you know? I mean,
right.
it was teaching me that the bravery
exactly.
that you have to exhibit. Okay, so what's next?
What's next? So with Techard Marketing, I am launching business coaching services. So it's going to take a few different forms. Right now, it's primarily one-on-one coaching, and it's focused on working women, gaining clarity in their goals and taking control of their futures. So I'm super excited about that. And I I'm looking forward to expanding that and scaling it so that I'm not just working one-on-one, but that we can learn from a group setting. So group coaching, I think, is incredibly valuable. And just having that community and that resource to listen and support one another through that journey is so wonderful.
So who are you partnering with? Who's a partner right now for that?
It's just me right now. I'm doing group coaching. I've done some NLP certification, so neuro-linguistic program. And that essentially is like a toolkit for understanding your mind and body relationship and breaking down all of those challenges and things that get in our way, and just recognizing that we have an unlimited amount of potential within ourselves.
That's great. Well, it's been wonderful catching up with you today, and just thank you for being here.
Thank you so much for having me and giving me this avenue to express what good I'm trying to put into the world as well. It's been a real pleasure.
Well, congrats. We're excited for you.
Thank you.